The Giant's Causeway. Story by Julie Ellis. Illustrated by Adam Nicol. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Smack. Finn McCool was an Irish giant. He was big and strong. And he had won many battles. But Finn was tired of fighting. One day, Finn met Una, a clever giantess. Finn and Una liked each other, so they decided to live together in a quiet cave by the sea. Finn liked to sit and look out over the water. He could just make out Scotland far away in the distance.
"There's no place like home,"
said Finn contentedly. Smack! A heavy rock landed near Finn.
"Who threw that?"
roared Finn, jumping up.
"I did,"
came a loud voice.
"The mighty Ben and Donner of Scotland. I've heard that the Irish giant Finn McCool is now old and feeble. You call yourself a fighter? I could whip you with one hand behind my back,"
yelled Ben and Donner.
"Come over here and say that,"
yelled Finn angrily.
"I'm the strongest giant in this land." "It's only the water that's stopping me from coming to fight you, Finn McCool,"
Ben and Donner shouted back.
"Afraid of water, are you?"
yelled Finn.
"Afraid? No!"
shouted Ben and Donner.
"I just don't know how to swim." "I'll make a causeway,"
yelled Finn.
"Then you'll have to come over and fight giant to giant."
Chapter 2. Building the Giant's Causeway. Finn began to pull great slabs of rock off the cliff. He threw them into the water to make a path. The slabs were heavy, and it was a long way from Ireland to Scotland. It took Finn a week to finish the causeway. He threw down the last slabs late one night, and then walked back over the causeway to his cave.
"I'm tired. I'm going to bed now. I need to get some strength before I face Ben and Donner,"
Finn told Una. In the morning, Una woke early. She went outside because someone was making a lot of noise. Ben and Donner was walking over the causeway shouting,
"I'm coming to get you, Finn!"
Una could see that Ben and Donner was much bigger than Finn. She rushed in to warn Finn, but he was still asleep. Una knew that Finn was so tired, he might lose the fight. Chapter 3. Una's Plan. Suddenly, Una had a plan. She woke Finn and made him put on her biggest dress. Ripping open a pillowcase, she tied it around Finn's head. She made Finn lie down and pretend he was asleep, and then she put their biggest blanket over him. Finally, she sat down and waited. Soon, Ben and Donner came storming into their cave, shouting,
"Where's that feeble Finn? I'm ready to fight him."
Jumping to her feet, Una whispered angrily to Ben and Donner.
"Be quiet. Finn's not here, and I don't want the baby woken. Take your noise outside."
Ben and Donner looked over at the blanket in the corner. He walked towards it. Ben and Donner looked down at the baby. He couldn't believe it. The baby was huge. If the baby is this size, What size is its father? He thought. He reached down to pat the baby's head. Finn bit Ben and Donna's hand as hard as he could.
Ah!
Cried Ben and Donna.
No, you've woken the baby,
shouted Una, rushing over.
Wait until I tell his father that you're over here making trouble. He'll be after you.
Suddenly, Ben and Donna was nervous.
If Finn's baby is this big and strong, how big and strong is Finn?
He said to himself. He turned and ran back over the causeway, pulling up the rocks to stop Finn from coming after him. Chapter 4. The Isle of Man. Finn and Una started laughing as they watched Ben and Donna running back across the causeway. Picking up some mud, Finn threw it with all his might. The mud missed Ben and Donna, but it landed with a splash close by. After that, Ben and Donna never gave Finn any more trouble. He lived quietly in his cave in Scotland, while Finn lived in his cave in Ireland. The mud that Finn threw at Ben and Donna was named the Isle of Man.